Blog Talk Radio.
At the fifth step to manifesting what you want in your life. You know, in the old days, we used to go to a prayer meeting and ask God, you know, for the things that we felt like we needed or wanted in our life. And sometimes at prayer meeting, that was about the only time we ever would take a little time just for ourselves and actually ask for something for ourselves. And then many times in the old days, at the end of our prayer, we would say, "If it be thy will, O Lord," because we didn't know that we could have all the desires of our heart, all of them, not just one of them. I mean, even the Bible says that God will give you all the desires of your heart. Well, now, you know, we're moving out of the third dimension into the fourth dimension. And that's where all of these desires and hopes and dreams are. All these desires and hopes and dreams that we wish for and we wonder about and we find ourselves thinking about, you know, sometimes when we see someone else doing something or we see someone else who has what we want, we feel those longings. Oh, I wish I could do that, or I wish I had that. And we look at them and we wonder why they have it and we don't, or why they can do it and we can't. And all pretty much in the third dimensional life, most people's desires and hopes and dreams just stay out of reach in that fourth dimensional realm, in the unmanifested ether, because we never found out how to get them out of the fourth dimension and down here into the third dimension where we are. In the fourth dimension, everything is in the realm of thoughts and feelings. So if you feel like you can't do something or that you can't have something, now you have put that kind of a feeling on your hope and your dream. So now it can't manifest because you've felt like it couldn't. Because in the fourth dimension, everything is absolute. If you think you can't, you can't. You know, there's no one in the fourth dimension of your life who's just going to pat you on the back and say, "Oh, now come on, come on, yes, you can." The fourth dimension takes what you say, and that's it. The fourth dimension looks at how you feel about things, and that's it. Because the fourth dimension is a neutral place, and it's just going to reflect like a mirror back to you what you put there. So in order to get something to manifest, that it's going to come down, it comes down from the highest dimensions. And the energy is stepped down and stepped down and stepped down, and it has to go through that fourth dimension to get down to the third dimension of reality where you are. So that's why I have been doing these seven steps to manifest what you want in your life. Because back in the old days, in the 20th century, you went to a prayer meeting and begged God to do stuff for you. And now we're in the 21st century. And the 21st century has gotten rid of all those rigid Newton physics, that structured world that we were taught. Because here in the 21st century, we're in the quantum level of physics, where nothing is set in stone, nothing. And we are the one who is in charge. We're in charge of everything in our life. We can create and change anything. So tonight is a very sacred time for us. I want to thank you for being here. It is a very sacred space. It's a sacred space for us. You know, in that Broadway play, West Side Story, Stephen Sondheim wrote a song, "There's a Place for Us." There's a place for us somewhere, a place for us. Peace and quiet, open air, wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, someday a time for us. Time together, with time to spare, time to learn and time to care, someday, somewhere. We'll find a new way of living, and we'll find a way of forgiving, if there's a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold my hand, because we're halfway there. Hold my hand, and I'll take you there. You know, somewhere is here now, and the somehow is here now. No longer do we have to wait for our desires and our hopes and our dreams. Hold my hand, because we are here now. And tonight we're going to look at the action of the Elohim of the fifth ray, which is the fifth step to manifesting what we want in our life. And that fifth step is concentration. Now, if you remember, the first step was the will to do, and all of you now have made that decision. You have decided you are going to make one thing in your life come to pass that you want. One desire or one impossible dream. And you've activated the power of your will, and you've actually made the decision to do it. You're no longer hoping it'll happen. You're no longer wishing it'll happen. You're no longer just thinking about it. You are going to do it. And the second step to manifesting what you want is to receive from the Elohim of the second ray the golden beam of his wisdom to make the pattern, to help us receive the glory of our desire, the glory of this hope or this dream we have. Because we are the glory of God. And when we manifest a hope or we manifest a desire or a dream, we are manifesting the glory of God. And the pattern of the dream begins to take place. Then the third step is to begin to pour into this pattern your love, all of your passion for it. And beloved Orion, the Elohim of the third ray, helped us to get the door to our heart opened so we could look inside our heart and see what needed to be cleared out there, so that only the pure energy of our love could be poured into our desire. Because we can't allow any of the hurt, where our love has been hurt or betrayed or used and abused or disappointed, we can't allow those negative energies to pour into the pattern, because that'll kill it. So we want only the pure heart energies, our pure love energies, to be poured into the pattern of what it is we desire. And then the Elohim of the fourth ray cleared, showed us how the action of his purity would hold the pattern of our desire. In perfection, clearing and cleansing the pattern of any ego and any ideas of revenge or I'll show you, because those we have to cut off any polyps of hurtful actions that could harm the collective anyway, and hold to the pure and true primordial plan that your soul originally contracted for before you came here. You know, the Bible says that we were foreordained, our being who we are, was foreordained by God before the foundations of the worlds was ever laid. So now tonight we're going to hear from the Elohim of the fifth ray, Vista, about the power of your concentration. Because what we put our attention on is what we will manifest. So when you think of your desire deep in you, this dream that you're going to now make come true, whatever this is that you have willed to do, tonight we are going to take the time to concentrate on it. Concentrate on it and nothing else. We're not going to let any other thought come in. No thoughts of, well, maybe it won't happen. Or no thoughts of doubt. Every time you have a single doubt that it might not happen, cut that off. Hold the concentration. See your dream finished. See you doing it. See what you have dreamed about doing all this life. See yourself actually doing it. Hold that concentration. Feel what it feels like. What you imagine it would feel like if that deep desire you have is now manifested. Feel that and hold the concentration of that feeling. Only hold the concentration of that actual feeling. See and feel it as if it was already happening this very minute. Concentrate. 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 And then any time, you know, when you have a moment, like if you're standing in line at the grocery store waiting to check out, or you're stuck in traffic, or you're sitting waiting for an appointment, you know, take that precious time to concentrate. 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 See yourself doing it. This is the action of the Elohim of the fifth ray, Vista. And you can call to Vista. Call to Vista for powers of concentration. Because this fifth step of concentration is critical in manifesting what you want. You have the will to do it. You have the pattern revealed. You've filled it with your love. You've had it purified. And now it's time to concentrate and actually see and feel yourself doing it. So tonight, as each one of us has concentrated on our desire and on our hope and our dream, know that each one of us is acting as a powerhouse. And the power of our own personal individual concentration is now generating an entire field of energy that is now filling the desire of each person here with the fullness of the energies of the Elohim of creation. The Elohim who originally made our earth and made everything on it, including ourselves. And it is their greatest and most intense desire to see that you manifest your desire. They are rooting for you. So now let's just take the rest of the time tonight to practice our concentration. Know that you're not going to ever give up. You're never turning back. You're going towards this dream. Just think about the fact that, you know, maybe the moment that you gave up was the very moment before it was going to manifest. Hold fast. Never give up. Concentrate. Concentrate. And let's just listen now to the music. This music is by visionarymusic.com. It's a specific CD that activates new strands of DNA in our bodies. So now if you just allow this music to feed your cellular biology, you can know that new strands of DNA are being activated even now as we listen and you concentrate on your desire. Know that you are now being energized in new ways now. That you have desired, what you have desired for so long is now so much more possible because we have turned the corner and we're moving into the new dimensions of possibility through the fourth dimension where all hopes and dreams and desires are now possible. New codons of biological energy are now available. They're being created in you right now as we speak. So concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. See yourself feeling and doing what it is you want, what you desire, what you hope for. See your impossible dream being possible and see yourself in your dream actually doing it. Now this is Marcianne. Be sure and tune in next Monday to hear the sixth step. We're almost there. And until then, aloha.